field and the planetary field, which is considered a contact with intelligent energy. So the Atlanteans immediately started using it for negative polarization, and you can see what happened. 11,000 BP, Ra contacted Egyptians, they were still Egyptians, and made direct landings for the teaching the Law of One. This was the first teaching of the Law of One. The meaning was distorted, of course. Yes, thank you, Renee, for that link. Peter David Beter is the guy. And huge audio library. All of this is pre-internet. He died in the 80s or 90s. And I had heard about him in the 90s and thought, hey, what a cute name. So I didn't think further, but now I see that he has a lot. He really understood some of the hidden dark secrets of negative activity here. So Ra contacted the Egyptians 11,000 years ago. They made direct landing. Immediately, the meaning was distorted. And the first major Atlantean wars were going on. Approximately 40% population death. So that's pretty heavy war, huh? That's sobering, right? Partial migration to North Africa. So I guess there was... You can say that Ra's contact with the Egyptians... I can't say whether there was a group of Atlanteans in North Africa that Ra contacted before the migration, or it's the migration of the Atlanteans leaving the war districts to North Africa that Ra contacted in terms of Egyptians. But James Hertok also has done some research. J.J. Hertok wrote The Keys of Enoch, also did some research, I believe, finding what appears to be radiation-melted sand in certain in the Libyan desert of Libya. So I believe there is physical evidence of Atlantean nuclear weaponry in North Africa today. Of course, it's all hidden and not acknowledged. So here we're getting into Atlantis and their downfall. 10,821 years before present. That number comes from the dating of the contact that Ra mentioned this. So it's approximate, but it's a little precise. You have to get into the sessions themselves if we want to go back and forth about the exact date. Final destruction of Atlantis by nuclear, crystal energy warfare, civilization ends, that's it. Triple migration to safe mountainous regions, Tibet, Peru, and Turkey, and the root of the mystery schools. So, you know, the architecture, the house building design, clothing, facial architecture is very similar between Tibet and Peru. We know that. And there was a famous visit of Tibetans to Peru a number of years ago. Turkey also is considered a root of the mystery school, or mystery schools. So, you know, basically, Atlantis had a 4,000-year run. 15,000 BP to about 11,000 BP, and that was the end of that. And they did themselves in. But it took another 1,000 years for final Earth changes. So, you know, 1,000 years of Earth changes followed upon the destruction of their civilization. That's heavy. Sinking of Atlantean landmasses, direct result of warfare. That's 9,600 years before the present. Or, you know, compare that to the flood, right? The flood of Noah, Noah's flood. 8,500 BP. Ra enters, returns to the Earth inner planes. They begin the thought construction of the Great Pyramid. 7,500 BP, Confederation aid to South America. So there was, you know, life goes on, right? The Lemurian remnant, some of that went to South America. That was also continuing during the time of Atlantis. Perhaps they rode out the whole thing and they continued along. So Ra offers further aid to them in South America. These were Amazon landings and teachings, pyramids and hidden cities. So that's, you know, the time of the Crystal Skull, stuff like that, Indiana Jones. You can see Ra said that one of their fellow Sixth Density Confederation groups went to South America while they went to Egypt. 6,000 BP, 4,000 before Christ, BC, right? 4,000 BC. Great Pyramid is completed by Ra, made from Thoth. It appears instantly. They contacted Akhenaten. Akhenaten was the pharaoh. Okay, so let's go through the last few paragraphs here, and we'll go up to modern times. So Ra says they built the Great Pyramid, and that helps explain why it's so perfect.